this signing as a chance to kind of get things back on track for you?
Definitely. Definitely. I think, you know, just excited for the chance to come in and compete and have a chance to be on a team that's, you know, has serious contention to win it all.
How important was it for you to return to a 4-3 defense after being 3-4 the last couple of years?
You know, I felt pretty comfortable in both defenses. I think the priority was finding a system where, you know, I felt comfortable with the coaches and I wanted to be on a team that was going to be in a winning situation. Those are kind of the main two contentions. And being in a 4-3 obviously is something I've played the majority of my career, so it's also a nice thing.
What's the sense you've gotten from the staff? Limited time, obviously, uh-huh. spent with them, but you've had a couple conversations, I'm sure, with them so far. Just the feeling?
I really have a good feeling from the staff. I think that you know, they have high expectations here, which I think breeds good football. Obviously, they have the pieces in place to win football games. They showed they could do it last year. But I think that there's a confidence about the staff, you know, that's comforting is when you're a player, when you meet coaches that are, you know, feel good about the way they run things and their own knowledge and their own coachability, because I think it translates to confidence in the players.
Is your place to compete at middle linebacker?
That's what I've played throughout my career, so I imagine so.
What was the buzz like in the building today? What's it been like since now? Because obviously there's a lot of, you're not the only guy coming in here.
Yeah, I think people are excited. Obviously, you know, the Welker deal is a big deal. I mean, he's a great player and just another weapon on an already scary offense. I heard when it happened, and you heard some people were pretty excited, so it's a big deal.
You played against
him. Mm-hmm. He's definitely he's dangerous. He's a dangerous player because he's even if you think he's covered, you throw the ball to him, he's going to catch it. I mean, he's so versatile in the slot, and you know, he's a durable guy, and you know, obviously he's been as productive of a guy as there is in the NFL really in the past 5 or 6 years. So I think it'd be a great addition to the team.
Viewing from the Broncos defense from afar, what are your impressions?
I mean, obviously they were a top five defense last year, so I think it's a great combination when you can have a stout, strong defense on a team with a prolific offense. I mean, that's a winning combination. So obviously the standards on both sides of the ball are high here, and I think that's a great place and a great working environment.
Was it important to you to get something done quickly, or you had a couple extra days maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to other teams and stuff, but I think just overall, for me, this is the best fit. I mean, I grew up in Salt Lake, which is close to here, you know, kind of the same weather environment. So that was another factor that was important for me.
I read somewhere online as we were kind of doing some research. What was the internship with Elle Magazine? What was that?
Oh, wow, that came up. you know, that was just an off season for a couple months to try and you know, meet some. I had some friends up in New York, and it was a fun opportunity to kind of just. Do something outside my comfort zone and just a fun experience, I guess.
What did you do?
I didn't do much, really. You know, I wrote a little bit of a blog kind of about the difference between football and kind of the fashion way of life. And I also, you know, went to a lot of fashion parties and, I mean, I really didn't do much. I kind of just hung out.
Sounded tough.
Yeah, it was a tough internship for sure.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I read somewhere you found out that you were cut by the Cardinals after you got home from your honeymoon.
Yeah, I was in customs when they called me. I mean, it wasn't a surprise, but I mean, the exact place I was when I found out was kind of a surprise. But I was kind of expecting it. So
it wasn't that tough.
Yeah, I mean, just with the amount of money that I made in those first 2 years, and you know. The way things kind of panned out, it was expected. So
now did you have to now that you're newlywed, did you have to like run things now by your new wife?
Yeah, I kind of, before I started taking some trips, I said, you know, she said, you know, trust your instinct. You know, I sent her a text anyway, but she's on board.
So
thankfully.
Definitely different
than last time. It's no longer the boss, so you know, that's an adjustment.
You're smart, yeah.